Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to APL Apollo Q2 FY23 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumant Kumar. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and very warm welcome to APL Apollo Limited 2Q FY23 post-results earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have management team being represented by Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Goyal, CFO, Mr. Arun Agarwal, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer. We'll begin the call with key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we'll open the floor for Q&A. I would now like to request the management to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks, Sumant, and thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here and talk about our Q2 FY23 results. The quarter which went by in terms of volume, it was pretty exceptional with all-time high sales of 602,000 tons of volume. We are glad to share that we almost hit our peak capacity in September month with the volume of 230,000 tons. Again, this shows that the capacities what we had put up over the last two, three years, they are near to the peak utilization levels. This number is more important because the distributors were still under destocking mode as steel prices had not bottomed out. We believe prices shall plateau over the next two to three months, and we only see restocking happening with distributors post Q3 December month. There is some disappointment in terms of margins as the EBITDA spreads were under pressure. It was basically because of three reasons what we see. One was the weak sales mix as the commoditized sales contributed 45% to the overall volume versus 35%-40% what we have seen historically. These sales were important because the markets had just opened up after the sharp correction in steel prices. We also wanted to gain market share, and we went pretty aggressive on the sales and offered some extra sweeteners discounts to our clients. Also, if you see the contribution from Raipur has started in terms of volume, but in terms of margins, in terms of profitability, we are just at the break-even level. As the volume starts ramping up from October, November months, we'll see the contribution in terms of EBITDA also coming up significantly. Without Raipur, without new Raipur plant, the EBITDA spreads were near about 4,000 rupees per ton. When we compare our margin performance and sales performance with other companies in the building material sector and value-added businesses of steel companies, we believe our performance was pretty satisfactory. Our partnership with Shankara has proven to be fruitful in the last six months. We finished the deal in the first quarter, and again, we are glad to share that the first half sales with Shankara has grown by 110% on YOY basis. This suggests that the ROI on that investment is pretty much on expected lines, and it will match our business ROC of 30% plus. The operating cash flows in the first half again were super strong with OCF forming 110% of the first half EBITDA. We could improve working capital slightly as we liquidated inventory as the volumes, sales volume were all-time high at 602,000 tons. This operating cash flow of 400 crores were utilized for Raipur CapEx and some other CapEx which we are incurring. And then there was dividend payment of around 100 crores that led to marginal increase in debt to 300 crores. These debt levels will come down as Raipur CapEx is near completion and the operating cash flows which will be generated, they will help us reduce debt over the next three to four months. The Raipur plant is pretty much on track, as you can see that over the last 2-3 quarters there has been increase in the volume coming up, but substantial increase we will start seeing from month of November, December, and Q4 there should be pretty much all the lines will be commissioned, and the plant will show its full color from Q4 onwards. And our whole team is working day and night to ensure that all the lines are commissioned on time, and at the same time all the products are innovative there. So the teams are also working to create the market for those products. And the results, whatever have come up, they are pretty much encouraging. Lastly, I would like to say that as we ride through this tough wave of global uncertainty and inflationary environment, our laser-sharp focus remains on the innovation, market creation, and ESG. We have ensured that most of our new products, which are starting, whether in Raipur or other plants in APL Apollo, are 100% innovative, and they are being launched in India or globally for the first time ever. So our efforts towards market creation are at the same pace, so that the volume ramp-up from these new capacities can be pretty quick and fast. All in all, our long-term volume target of 4 million ton by FY25 remains intact, which suggests 30% volume CAGR from FY22 to FY25, and this will be much higher than what the group has achieved over the last 4-5 years in terms of volume CAGR. On ESG front, we committed to reduce scope 1 and 2 emissions per ton by 25% by 2030. And more than 50% of our power consumption will be met through renewable energy by 2030. So our efforts on the ESG front are also encouraging, and we continue to ensure that all the goals of the company are aligned with the ESG goals in the coming years. All these efforts towards ESG are in addition to 250,000 trees which we save by manufacturing environmental friendly products like chocolates and window frames, etc. So as a group, we are pretty much committed to ensure that our ESG goals are met in an aggressive manner. That's it from our side, Mike. We can open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question on the line of Rahul Agrawal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much and good evening, everybody. Just two questions. Firstly, on Raipur, just wanted to know the status of capacity addition and ramp-up. You alluded some bit of it in your commentary. If you could quantify, I mean, what kind of sale volume are we looking at in second half, you know, and more so for fourth quarter? And will the entire 1.5 million ton be ready by March?
Thanks, Rahul. Rahul, our Raipur plant, we are talking this Q3. Is almost we are going to close about 70 to 75,000 ton. And Q4, we are targeting for 1 lakh ton. Because some of our machines from China, and there is no persons are allowed to come from China to India. So some bottlenecking is still, we are waiting from the government should allow the to give the Chinese to visa. So we are not sure ki maybe we delay by some 1 or 2 or 3 months. We are trying our level best to start these machines by online process. Next year we are targeting in Raipur plant almost close to 6 to 7 lakh ton. And in the next 23-24 we are targeting the target of 1 million ton. And 1.5 for going to 1.5 million ton, we have some, again, some bottlenecking. We have to order some machines. We are still waiting. First we wrap up this 1 million ton, then we go for the 1.5 million ton.
Got it, Sanjay. And Sanjay, one more question on pricing of HRC. What is the gap between, you know, primary and secondary steel? I mean, the Patra right now, how are they different from international pricing, and any outlook you could provide what's really happening on the HRC market? That's all from my side. Thank you.
Rahul, today the international market is close to landed CFR Mumbai or Chennai. It's close to 540, 550. And Indian steel prices are close to 54, 55. And Patra is still trading on around 50,000. This is okay position, and not is this is hurting us, not is this is in our favor. And we are thinking if people are saying in the international market the price are bottom out because the coal prices are very high, the cost of steel production is very high. So we are looking at maybe there is a slight decrease in the steel prices in India in the next 1 or 2 months, and then the price settled out, or maybe if the international market go up, maybe there is no price fall in India. So we are in the middle of a situation in this time, the war time, you can say earlier, the Corona time. We can't comment and we can't forecast anything. But the better way, we maintain ourselves very light. If ज़्यादा बढ़ेगा या घटेगा we don't hamper. हमको कोई hammer नहीं लगे. So we are trying to maintain us very light.
Got it, sir. And lastly, Anubhav, one question for you. I mean, the discounts and schemes offered, you know, gain market share in 2Q, that should go off again in 3rd and 4th quarter. So the EBITDA per ton should improve significantly. Is that understanding correct?
Rahul, EBITDA per ton we are targeting for the same year. Earlier our business plan is 22 to 23 lakh ton of total year volume. So for the volume we are very sure we cross 22 lakh ton easily. Now we are looking, this is a cakewalk for us. And the margin side maybe slightly, I think we right now we are in the pressure. But we are looking ki we can maintain around the EBITDA margin of 5,000 rupees and be back on track. But we earlier our aggressive plan is go to 6,000 rupees. This year we are not looking ki this is possible. This year now we are targeting in the second half if we maintain the 5,000 rupees per ton EBITDA.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sujit Jain from ASK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. You mentioned that Raipur cost came in. So if I look at the OP bridge which you've given in the presentation, slide 19, Raipur costs are at 10 crores. If I add that, you know, divide that by 6.02 your volume, then that can add back only about 170 rupees a ton in terms of OP. Whereas your commentary was that because of those costs, X of those costs, OP could have been at 4,000 rupees a ton.
So Sujit, if you see in quarter two, Raipur, the EBITDA has been shown at zero. Okay, in Q4, Q1, there was some operating profit, but in Q2, as the plant and machineries are ramping up and commissioning, so because of high labor costs and obviously there was some inventory which we have to keep as the plant is ramping up, so there were some minor write downs also there, so that's why it is at zero EBITDA level.
Maybe I'll take this offline. And to Sanjay ji, if I heard it correctly, Raipur plan to contribute 6 to 7 lakh tons in FY24 and about a million tons in FY25.
Yeah.
And then 1.5 million in FY26. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And 5,000 rupees a ton, OP per ton on track. This commentary is for full year FY23?
No. For the second half.
For the second half, 5,000 rupees a ton.
Yeah. about maybe 200-300 rupees ton minus or plus. We can't say right now exact amounts, but we are looking to we can manage it around 5,000 rupees ton.
So, Sujit, in the first half, we did from 4,000 to 4,500, right? If you take two quarters separately. In second half, we are targeting from 4,500 to 5,000 rupees per ton. So, for the full year, the blended should be above 4,500.
Right. And this, commentary, Chinese people could not travel to India and visit the plant. What exactly we are taking in the Raipur plant from China?
Our 500 square mill is from China. Mainly this mill we are struggling. And one or two small things we are struggling, but this is not a big matter. But our 500 square mill, which is our main basket, we are aggressively waiting for this mill. And due to Chinese, they are not coming to India. So we are struggling to ramp up this mill.
Sure. And one last question. In the initial days of selling this Raipur production, Q3, yeah. Q4, 75,000 and 1 lakh tons,
yeah.
Would that be centered on direct sales to large clients or this would be through distributors?
Through distributors and retailers mainly.
So the channels will remain same, okay, barring some projects which we get directly. But 70-80% of sales will flow through the same existing sales channel.
Okay. And finally, APL Apollo tricot volumes now will go in light structures and Apollo Z rough proof structures.
That's right.
The segmentation that you give, right?
That's right. That's right.
It will not be mentioned separately.
That is right.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pallav Agrawal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, I had a question on, what are we planning as our advertising and promotion expenses, since we are planning an aggressive increase in volumes. So what is it currently as a percentage of sales and what are we planning to spend going ahead?
So Pallav, right now it is around in the range of 8 to 10 crore per quarter. Okay, and this is still very low versus what we did in the year one of FY20 when we had launched the ad campaign when we did 50 crores, right? So we've been able to efficiently rationalize the brand expenses from 50 crore to around 25 to 30 crore annual range, right? And the visibility is same because first year we started with bang and then second, third year, we are taking help of more efficient and more cheaper medium like outdoor hoardings or social media. So I guess for the time being, we are okay with 30 crore kind of annual run rate. And next year there could be slight increase as of course the Raipur products are coming online. The expenses to promote those products will be there. But then the volume uptick is also there, right? So on EBITDA per ton basis, it should be around 200 rupees per ton maximum.
Okay. Okay. The other, okay, yeah. Okay, fair enough. So just wanted to also understand, given that the Raipur facility will be coming out with products which are, relatively new in the market, so how do you see this acceptability? Like, are you in your current interactions with, builders or architects, how's the traction or acceptability of these, products? How do you feel that's going to play out?
So, Pallav, we started this exercise already like 8-9 months ago, okay? Obviously, because of COVID and all, there has been delay in the Raipur capacity ramp up. But our earlier plan suggested that the plan should be ready between like or by mid of 2022 calendar year, right? So, our marketing plans we had started already last year and in Jan-Feb of this calendar year, so there are like 2-3 types of promotions or market education what we are doing here. One is so we have identified the influencers, okay, who are going to promote our product. So one influencer is the fabricator who will sell our product in retail, right? So that data we already had from last 6-7 years because we were very aggressive in organizing fabricator meets and and doing direct communication with them, right? So we have reactivated that fabricator meeting on a large scale across India, where our teams are on ground and they are meeting fabricators one-on-one. They are doing chai pe charcha kind of stuff where they are trying to assemble 20-30 fabricators at one place. And we are also doing mega fabricator meets where 100-200 fabricators come and we tell them about our products, right? So one part is fabricator meets. Second part is architects and structural consultants who are more smart and more polished audience, right? So there also we are doing one-on-one meets. We are organizing a lot of seminars where we are trying to educate them about our product. For example, color-coated tubes, thicker sheets, and heavy structural tubes, right? A lot of seminars. It's all on our social media, our YouTube channel. You can go and have a look. That we would be doing at least one seminar, one exhibition per week. That's been the run rate for the last 4-5 months now. So that way the promotional activities are going on. And then thirdly, our distributors and retailers that also we keep on meeting them and educating them about our products and innovative products. So that activity is ongoing, and that's why, Sanjayji just a few seconds back said that we are eagerly waiting to start our 500 square mill, because we know that we have been able to create market for that product, right? And the moment the mill starts, we will have a lot of orders in flow coming in, and we hope that the mill capacity gets booked too quickly.
Sure. So just final question is, so with this large diameter pipes, you know, will this cater more to the institutional segment? Will the share of, you know, B2G, or will that go up in our mix, or we don't really expect that to happen?
Not really, because when we are creating the market, of course we have to talk to the government agency who undertakes the project, or we talk to the contractors who are doing the project, or we talk to the real estate developers who are doing the project. But then the sales happen through our distributors, okay? The OEM business, which currently is 5% of the total sales, I don't think it should go up significantly. And anyways, if there is any direct sale, whether B2G or B2B, we are not going to compromise on the payment terms, okay? You can check with our clients. Last financial year we executed this hospital project in Delhi, and the payment terms are same as which is like on cash. Okay, payment first he has to deposit advance, then we won't deliver even one ton of pipe without money coming into our account. So that model continues. Okay. The OEM sale, I don't think it should go beyond 7-8% of our total volume.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question on the line of Bharat Shah from ASK Investment. Please go ahead.
Sanjayji, namaskar. I heard all the conversation, but I still could not fully understand that what we were looking at almost about 6,000 rupee a ton. We end up at 3,850 or thereabouts. I mean, what are the various sources through which such a sharp reduction has occurred in the final number? If you can help in reconciling, then it will be easier to comprehend what has happened.
Professor, there's not really one reason. Why should this margin come down from 6,000, which we are targeting, to 4,000 rupees ton? One is our commodity part is हमारा ज्यादा बिका जिसको हम कम बेचना चाहते थे but due to gain the volume we have to sell more. Number two रायपुर plant we are targeting कि हमारा Q1 में ही काफी settle down हो जाएगा जो settle नहीं हो पाया जहाँ से हमारा 8,000 रुपीज टन का एबिटा वाला बिजनेस आना था जो यहाँ का हमारा बिजनेस को इम्प्रूव करता वो प्लांट हमारा सेटल नहीं हो पाया. तीसरा रीजन था कि हमको जिस तरह डिस्क क्लॉकिंग सिस्टम में चल रहा था तो उसके कारण हमको थोड़ा एग्रेसिव सेलिंग करना पड़ा क्योंकि ऑलमोस्ट उसी की द फर्स्ट वीक ऑफ अप्रैल द स्टील प्राइसेज आर ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 74,000 रुपीज टन एंड वी आर क्लोजिंग क्लोज द आवर प्राइस एट 30 सितंबर 54,000 रुपीज पर टन. तो 74,000 to 54,000 एवरीबडी वॉन्ट टू डिस्टॉक द मटेरियल तो वेन वी हैव टू सेल द मटेरियल वी हैव टू पुश द मटेरियल दिस आर द मेन थ्री रीजन्स टू तो 6,000 इज आवर विजन दिस इज नॉट प्रैक्टिकल. हमने एक विजन बनाया था कि हम 6,000 करेंगे भाई एज ए प्रमोटर लेवल एज ए चेयरमैन लेवल आई कांट टेक द इजी टारगेट भाई मेरा टारगेट अगर पूरा हो गया तो आई एम नॉट ए प्रमोटर आई मेक द टारगेट कि मैं उसको फेल हूं इतना टफ टारगेट होना चाहिए. तो एक तो कुछ टारगेट हमने अपना काफी हार्ड बनाया था कुछ हमारा रायपुर प्लांट डिले हो गया कुछ हमारा कॉमोडिटी प्रोडक्ट का सेल ज्यादा हो गया कुछ डी स्टॉकिंग का इम्पैक्ट आया. दिस इज द फोर मेन रीजंस यू कैन से कि जिसने हमारे मार्जिन को एम्पर किया.
संजय जी तीन चीज आपने बताई एक तो कमोडिटी सेल डी स्टॉकिंग एंड रायपुर प्लांट
स्टेबिलाइज़ द रायपुर प्लांट था कौन सा चौथा कि हमने टारगेट भी अपने एग्रेसिव बनाया था वी मेक द टारगेट एग्रेसिव टारगेट.
ठीक है तो ये जो 6,000 रुपए से 3,850 का जो फासला है 2,000 रुपए का ये तीन एलिमेंट में कौन से एलिमेंट की कितनी अंदाज से इम्पैक्ट है ये डी स्टॉकिंग की वजह से कितना ऑन एन एवरेज पर टन में
50% तो इसमें मैटर डी स्टॉकिंग है.
अच्छा
एंड 25% रायपुर प्लांट है.
अच्छा
तो 20-25% मेरा आप कह लीजिए कि मेरा ये एग्रेसिव टारगेट है
जी. तो 50% की इम्पैक्ट सीधी डी स्टॉकिंग की आई है
क्योंकि 74 से 54 प्राइसेस आया है ये रियल इन लाइफ टाइम में होता है.
हाँ हाँ वो मैं समझ गया. तो वो 50% वहां से आया 25% हम गिन रहे कि रायपुर का जो आना चाहिए था उसके बदले इट एंडेड अप जस्ट बीइंग काइंड ऑफ ब्रेक इवन एंड बाकी की इम्पैक्ट आई है.
मैंने कुछ अग्रेसिव टारगेट है कॉमिटी का मैंने 50% में जोड़ दिया डी स्टॉकिंग वाले में जोड़ दिया मैंने कॉमिटी को क्योंकि अगर मटेरियल बिक रहा होता तो फिर कॉमिटी नहीं बेचते ना.
मतलब आप कहते हो कि ये डी स्टॉकिंग नहीं होता तो भी हमारा 5,000 रुपया मोटा मोटा आना चाहिए था
ऊपर आता फिर मेरा 53-55 के आसपास आता.
जी समझ गया. तो अभी ये स्थिति जो सितंबर तक की थी
बट आप टेक्निकली भरत भाई आप एक चीज टेक्निकली देखोगे
जी. हाँ संजय जी
क्योंकि ऐसा ना कुछ आपने देखा होगा कि हमारा एक्सपोर्ट्स भी हमने काफी बढ़ाया इसमें आप इस हाफ में देखो एक्सपोर्ट्स भी हमने काफी बढ़ाया तो एक्सपोर्ट में हमको रिटेलिंग और ब्रांडिंग का कोई बेनिफिट तो मिलता नहीं है वहां से भी हमको थोड़ा मार्जिन साइन पर हुआ क्योंकि हमारा पहला इस हाफ में पूरा एक ही हमारा फोकस था कि हम किसी भी तरह अपना वॉल्यूम को वापस गेटअप करें मार्जिन तो हम वापस ले लेंगे. आई एम नॉट वरी अबाउट द मार्जिन एक क्वार्टर आगे पीछे मार्जिन तो वापस खींच लूंगा क्योंकि टूडे माई मार्केट शेयर पर डे बेसिस पर मेरा मार्केट शेयर बढ़ता जा रहा है तो आई एम नॉट वरी मोर फॉर मार्जिन ज्यादा 50-100 करोड़ मेरा अभी तक टूट ही गया तो आई एम नॉट वरी अबाउट ऑफ दिस मार्जिन तो मैं कभी भी वापस जब एक 55-60% का मार्केट का शेयर होल्डर अगर मार्जिन को बढ़ाना चाहेगा तो इट्स वेरी इजी टू इंक्रीज द मार्जिन.
ठीक तो अभी जो डी स्टॉकिंग और प्राइस की रेपिड स्टील की प्राइसेस की रेपिड मूवमेंट थी So now can we say the picture is more normal now?
I think in Q3 this picture should be over.
Q3 तक चलेगा वो?
अभी चल रहा है भरत भाई.
तो मतलब ये क्वार्टर में मोटा मोटा वो समाप्त होना चाहिए?
नहीं बट हाँ इस क्वार्टर में समाप्त होगा. कुछ हमने हमारा रायपुर चालू होने से कुछ हमको साथ आ गया है. अक्टूबर भी अब डन वेल.
संजय जी इम्पैक्ट विल बी लो. आई मीन
अपना सर इम्पैक्ट भी लो है ना. अभी तक जो 20 रुपए किलो गया है अब 2-3 रुपए किलो का खेल है. कोई अब 15-20 रुपए किलो का खेल नहीं है तो इम्पैक्ट अब उसका काफी इम्पैक्ट ऑफ द डिक्रीजिंग ऑफ प्राइस इज वेरी लेस नाउ. इससे पहले बहुत हैवी इम्पैक्ट था.
ठीक. तो इफ आई टू रीड बिटवीन द लाइंस फिर आप जो सेकेंड हाफ का 5,000 रुपया पर टन कह रहे हो शायद आप थोड़ा छाछ भी फूक फूक के पी रहे हो ऐसा मुझे लगा
था. यस यस भरत भाई थोड़ा सा मेरे को थोड़ा सा अपने जब मैं कुछ कहता तो आई वांट टू फुलफिल. मैं पूरा करना चाहता हूँ. एक क्वार्टर आगे पीछे थोड़ा सा मेरे को डर लग रहा है. डर के बात कर रहा हूँ मैं थोड़ा सा.
अच्छा आपकी इट इज अनलाइक संजय जी दसाई तो.
मैं थोड़ा डर के बात कर रहा हूँ. ऑन दिस कॉल आई थोड़ा फियर फैक्टर से मैं बात कर रहा हूँ. आई डोंट वांट टू मिसगाइडेड एनीबॉडी. थोड़ा सा मैं डर के बोल रहा हूँ. थोड़ा सा कंजेटिव साइड पर बात जो एग्रेसर में मैं बात करता था. दिस कॉल आई एम टॉकिंग स्लाइटली कंजेटिव.
जी तो इफ आई हैव टू समराइज जो डी स्टॉकिंग और इन्वेंट्री मूवमेंट की इम्पेक्ट थी वो ज्यादातर मोटा मोटा डेट फैक्टरीज बिहाइंड अस आफ्टर दिस क्वार्टर. रायपुर वाला प्लांट जो मसला था ये क्वार्टर में वो इम्पैक्ट नहीं आएगा.
हमारा लास्ट मंथ वी हैव डन 15,000 टन फ्रॉम रायपुर. दिस मंथ वी आर टारगेटिंग 25,000 टन एंड नेक्स्ट मंथ वी आर टारगेटिंग 35,000 टन.
अच्छा
एंड जनवरी ऑनवर्ड्स वी आर टारगेटिंग 50,000 टन एटलीस्ट.
आई सी. तो मतलब हमारा वहाँ जो अंडर रिकवरी था खर्चे का वो सब निकल के वी शुड बी नॉर्मलाइजिंग.
यस उसमें थोड़ा सा ये भी मानी कहते हैं कि हमारा काफी खर्चा इसमें कैपिटलाइज नहीं हो पाया. सब खर्चे में डला है. आई बिलीव इन द कैश प्रॉफिट. काफी लोग अपोलो के रूल्स पे है या काफी चीजें अपोलो से उधर जाती है तो हमारे खर्चे में डल गए तो मैं डलने तो डोंट गो फॉर द कैपिटलाइज.
जी और वो कमोडिटी वाला इनका जो मिक्स ज्यादा हो गया था उसकी इम्पैक्ट भी फिर इसकी वजह से कम हो जाएगी.
यस क्योंकि हमारा सील जैसे जैसे बढ़ता जाएगा तो भी हमको वॉल्यूम पूरा करने के लिए कमोडिटी बेचने का जरूरत नहीं है. वी लेफ्ट द मार्केट. थोड़ा बहुत छोड़ना हो तो मार्केट छोड़ देंगे.
ठीक
मतलब इन रियल मैनर आई एम टारगेटिंग कि एटलीस्ट 300 करोड़ प्लस का एबिटा मेरा Q3 में एंड Q4 में वी आर टारगेटिंग 350 के आसपास बिता के एटलीस्ट 20% का ग्रोथ में लेके आऊ. आप यही सुनना चाहते थे मैंने आफ्टर कई सिग्नेस में ही रुका गया. आई कांट ऑल्सो स्टॉप माय
सेल्फ. मैं
तो 650-700 का मैं टारगेट फिर करूंगा. इतनी सारी से तो हार नहीं मानूंगा भरत भाई. मैं मेरा मिनिमम गाइडलाइन 1200 करोड़ का था. टारगेट तो मेरा 1400 करोड़ का था. स्टिल आई एम होपफुल कि मैं अपने 1200 करोड़ को क्रॉस करूं.
जी 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 नो अप्रिशिएट. आई अंडरस्टूड द पिक्चर. थोड़े अनयूजुअल सर्कमस्टेंसेस डिस्पाइट
अप्रिशिएट नहीं कर रहे. आपने मेरे को जो मेरे को 6 महीने के लिए और मेरी रात की नींद गायब कर दिया. आपने फिर मेरे को पेट्रोल में ला लिया.
नहीं नहीं मैं संजय जी कौन होता हूँ.
नहीं भाई मेरा तो एक ही होता है कि मैं लाइक टॉक समथिंग तो आई कांट. मैं तो कैसा मैं पूरा ही करूंगा बट आई टू ट्राई माई लेवल बेस्ट टू फुलफिल द थिंग्स.
जी नहीं उम्मीद उससे ही रखी जाती है ना तो इसीलिए मैं पूछ रहा हूँ.
मैं कुछ भी बोलता तो फिर मैं पूरी ताकत लगाता. ठीक है पूरा होगा. आई कैन फुलफिल माई आप लोग अभी पूरा कर पाऊँ नहीं कर पाऊँ आई डोंट नो बट मैं अपनी तरफ से मेहनत में कैसा नहीं छोड़ूंगा.
नहीं वो तो विश्वास है. वो तो वी नो दैट फॉर श्योर. सो टू समराइज बेसिकली ये क्वार्टर में अनयूजुअल सर्कमस्टेंसेस का कॉम्बिनेशन आ गया विच इज टेकन अस टू काइंड ऑफ रिजल्ट ऑन पर टन एबिटा विच इज समथिंग वेल बैक इन द पास्ट. तो ये बहुत समय के बाद ये नंबर देखने को मिला।
बट कंपनी का भी स्ट्रेंथ देखो कि पहले आज से 2-3 साल पहले ऐसा टाइम आता था तो कंपनी का बिटा ऑलमोस्ट जीरो हो जाता था।
हाँ हाँ वो बात आपकी बिल्कुल सही है। वो मैं समझता हूँ कि 72 का 54 होना मतलब कोई भी नॉर्मल के लिए तो जीरो ही हो सकता है या नेगेटिव में आ सकता है।
नेगेटिव में आ सकता है, उसके बाद भी वी मैनेज वेरी वेल। अगर आप हमसे पूछोगे तो हमने अपने आप को बहुत अच्छा मैनेज किया है।
मैं तो केवल
आई कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट माई टीम, आज नंबर देख के मैंने उनको टीम को कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट किया कि मेरा नहीं अच्छा है। अवर होल द बोर्ड कांग्रेस, जबकि हमारे बोर्ड में इतने सीनियर पीपल है, उन्होंने भी कांग्रेचुलेट किया कि जो स्टील सेनेरियो चल रहा था नोबडी, किसी को भी उम्मीद नहीं थी कि दिस टाइप ऑफ नंबर शुड बी कम।
जी नहीं नहीं आपकी बात सही है। मैं तो केवल वो 18-20 रुपए का फासला भी गिनू और 6 लाख टन पे जो हमारी बिक्री हुई है सेकेंड क्वार्टर में, वही नंबर मोटा मोटा गिने, समझो मोटा मोटा ही वो पूरा का पूरा गिने, तो इम्पैक्ट कैन बी कैटास्ट्रोफिक। सो आई क्वाइट अंडरस्टैंड।
नहीं नहीं बल्कि आपके सब उम्मीद को पूरा करेंगे, डोंट वरी एट ऑल। मैं ये काला क्वार्टर ऊपर नीचे तो मैं नहीं कह सकता, बट आई एम वेरी होपफुल जिस बिजनेस हम चले हैं, व्हाट टाइप ऑफ ये मशीन वी आर पुट इन द रायपुर न्यू प्लांट एंड पुराने प्लांटों में हमने व्हाट वी हैव डन द वर्क्स, I am very hopeful that the results should be come. Maybe one quarter later, sooner or later.
Bilkul. Thank you, Sanjay ji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bharat. Thank you, Bharat bhai.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Pankaj from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Sanjay ji. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, my question was more on cash flow. So when I... first half consolidated cash flow.
Yeah.
There has been a significant release from the trade receivable. And you have reduced your trade receivable by about 250 odd crores.
Yes.
Roughly a swing compared to last year about almost 280 to 90 crores in one single half.
Yes,
so
yes.
I just wanted one understanding that how such a large number has been achieved, one. And second, what is a little surprising is that despite of huge generation of cash flow compared to the last half, and after capex, we see that the non-current borrowings and current borrowings have gone up by 400 crores. And that has been then reinvested in fixed deposits. So can you just help us understand the cash flow part, that why 400 crores have been raised on borrowings again, despite of higher operating cash flows? Thank you.
Thank you, Pankaj. Pankaj, there is two, what I understood your questions, there is two main questions. One about the debtor receivable and one about the cash flow. Yes. The bank debt, the bank debt is increased. So,
bank,
first thing, the debt, Pankaj, ये जो डेटा रिडक्शन हुआ है, दिस इज ड्यू टू स्टार्टेड बाय कंपनी फ्रॉम अस एज एजी फिंसर अर्लियर द कॉल नेम मुगप्पा सिक्योरिटीज, जो जिन भी डेटर्स को बैंक पैसा नहीं दे पाता था तो वो सारा पैसा ये एजी फिंसर ने उठा लिया। आई थिंक एजी फिंसर का जो एपीएल के साथ ये एपीएल के डीलर पर बुक चल रही है ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 200 करोड़ प्लस चल रही है, तो उसका मेन रीजन तो डेटा रिडक्शन का वो है।
ओके okay.
एंड नंबर टू तक ये बैंक बोरोइंग, आप देखोगे नेट में बैंक बोरोइंग हमारा कम हुआ है, बढ़ा नहीं है, बिकॉज ये हमने क्या किया है, व्हाट वी हैव डन, अवर यू कैन से कि हम कंजर्टिव है या जो भी है, एबीपीएल रायपुर वी पुट ए 600 करोड़ इक्विटी फ्रॉम एपीएल इन द एबीपीएल रायपुर, नाउ वी लेफ्ट एबीपीएल की नाउ एपीएल इज नॉट गोइंग टू गिव यू एनी फंड, यू टेक योर ओन फंड फ्रॉम द बैंक एंड नाउ यू परफॉर्म। तो वहां पे एबीपीएल में जो हमने 600 करोड़ दिया था उसके ऊपर का जो वहां पर कैपेक्स हुआ या वहां पर वर्किंग कैपिटल लगा है, तो इसके कारण एबीपीएल में बैंक बोरोइंग नजर आएगी आपको। एंड इधर एपीएल में हमारा जो भी फ्री कैश फ्लो हो रहा है उसको हम एफडी बना रहे हैं।
ओके ओके
दिस इज द इफ यू आप एबीपीएल को अलग कर दो, अभी एबीपीएल के साथ कुछ भी कमेंट करना थोड़ा सा अभी अल्ली हो जाएगा, क्योंकि अभी इतना बड़ा 1.5 मिलियन टन का ऑलमोस्ट प्लांट चालू हो रहा है विच इज इक्वलेंट टू ऑलमोस्ट ओल्ड प्लांट, तो उसको भी आप नंबर मिलाओगे तो ऑल द नंबर्स आर मिसमैच। you have to see old APL and ABPL could see after 2 quarters.
नहीं तो मैं अगर कंसोल कैश फ्लो देख रहा हूँ तो जो 400 करोड़ की बोरोइंग इंक्रीज हुई है कैश फ्लो
पंकज आप नेट डेट देखेंगे तो नेट डेट ओनली 75 करोड़ से इंक्रीज हुआ है क्योंकि उधर कैश एंड बैंक बैलेंस में भी 300 करोड़ से इंक्रीज है।
हाँ तो वही मैं समझने की कोशिश
रीजन बताया ना कि हमारे पास 3 entities इज देयर, एक है अपोलो मेटलेक्स, देर इज ए कैश सरप्लस ऑफ अराउंड 250 crores, तो वो हमने एफडी में डाल दिया। एपीएल अपोलो में इज द कैश सरप्लस इज अराउंड 50 or 100 crores, तो वो हमने एफडी में डाल दिया। एबीपीएल में बोरिंग्स है एंड इधर आपके पास कैश सरप्लस है, दैट्स वाई आपको बोरिंग्स इंक्रीज नजर आ रही है वहाँ पे ना। और सेकेंडली हमें कुछ एक्सपोर्ट्स आर्बिट्राज मिलता है, एक्सपोर्ट्स पे इंटरेस्ट ऑफ मेंशन इज देयर, तो हम वो बोरिंग करते हैं एंड देन पुट इट इन द एफडीआर
बिकॉज आवर एक्सपोर्ट रेट ऑफ इंटरेस्ट इज लेस एंड एफडीआर रेट ऑफ इंटरेस्ट इज हाई
ऑलमोस्ट 3 to 3.5% आर्बिट्राज में ना,
3.5% इज देयर इज वी गेन मोर इंटरेस्ट।
ठीक है, फर्दर क्लैरिफिकेशन आई विल टेक इट ऑफलाइन। थैंक यू सो मच।
Thank you, Pankaj.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question on the line of Lavanya from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to check on what is the current export share and what it was in the base quarter like last year.
So Lavanya, it's been quite stable below 5%. That's the contribution we get from exports. Now that some of our value-added products will start in Raipur, that proportion will rise. But right now, it's just below 5%.
Okay. Even in the current quarter, export share is similar at similar levels.
So less, yes.
Okay. So maybe on the heavy segment that you are seeing, participation or interest from private hospitals. I just wanted to check on that because the Max Health company has highlighted on structural steel usage for hospitals. So I just wanted to know your view on how you are looking at private hospitals also. For the segment.
So Lavanya, it's not just about private hospitals. See, there are two types of influencers here. One is the government, second is the private owner or developer. Now, if you look at government today, they want fast hospital today, they want faster schools, they want faster educational buildings, they want faster transportation, whether it is metro station or railway station or airports, then they want faster housing projects. Now coming to the private side, whether it's a hospital chain, hotel chain, real estate developer, right? If they are able to finish construction within 2 years versus 3 years, it boosts their IRRs. Okay. So interest is from hospitals, yes. And second, whether you take up hotels, you take up data centers, you take up warehouses, you take up manufacturing facilities, you take up shopping malls, you take up commercial buildings, office complexes, we are working on all types of projects.
Okay. So can you help us understand what is the progress in any of this? Like everything is in still talks or discussion stage and
So after Delhi hospitals, we have got 4-5 confirmations, across categories like A-grade warehouse, okay, an office building, right, one more hospital, and there are 3-4 more projects. So 4-5 confirmations have already come, a school building also, for that matter. So that work will start over the next 1 to 2 months for these projects. And right now there is pipeline of more than 45 projects which could put up the steel tube demand of 250,000 tons, okay. So we are working aggressively on these projects and as and when the projects start, right, that pipeline will keep on rising and you will see more and more tubular buildings across India.
Okay, got it. And if I may ask one more question, so for the new projects like 4 or 5 which you have mentioned that you got confirmation, so the current capacity which is there, will that be sufficient, or the delay which we are facing related to 500 by 500 tube, will that impact these projects? So I just wanted to understand that.
So we already have a mill which is running in old APL plant, right? So that is sufficient to feed any upcoming demand, right? 3-4 projects which will start over the next 1-2 months, and maybe by December, worst case, last week of December, we will have our 500 square ready, right? So that will feed any kind of demand. We are not worried about that.
Got it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Axis Securities from Aditya Welkar. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So I have one question on the balance sheet on slide 28. So if you see, the inventories are still at a higher level of 1,100 crores from 850 crores in FY22. So does that mean that in Q3 there will be further liquidation of these inventories and we will see kind of repeat of what has happened in Q2, or is it a raw material inventory or more of a finished good inventory? And if it is a finished good inventory, then again in Q3 we will see more offloading of that.
See, I mean, inventory, if you see in number of days, right, so you compare FY22 September 23, right, so in days it is like 24 versus 27, right, so it's pretty much same. In terms of value, it has gone up, of course, because of the rising sales volume, right, starting of the Raipur plant where we have to keep some inventory, like we are projecting 75,000 ton of volume in Q3. Right, so we need to have some readily raw material there. So that's why it is. Like majority of this inventory is raw material. We keep very less or low finished good inventory at our warehouses.
Okay. Yeah, understood. And secondly, on CapEx, so with this Raipur plant now being 80% complete, so what's the guidance in FY24? Will the CapEx level go down further?
So for next 3 years till FY25, we think we're going to spend around 500 crores maximum, which will be residual Raipur CapEx, right? Then we are putting up one plant in Dubai. Right, we might do Calcutta also, right, and some maintenance CapEx. So all put together, cumulative FY24, FY25, in 2.5 years, it should be 500 crores cumulative.
Okay, understood. Thanks.
And this will take up our capacity beyond 4.5 million tons.
Yeah, okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Kunal from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is that you mentioned the major reason for the fall in the EBITDA margin is due to fall in the steel prices. But during the quarter, if we see the movement of the steel prices, so it has been quite stable from June to July, July to August, and August to September. Also, like our inventory days is also very stable throughout the period. Sorry
to interrupt. We didn't say that EBITDA per ton declined because of falling steel prices. Our EBITDA per ton declined because destocking with our distributors. They were in the destocking mode because steel prices were falling, so they were not ready to lift material. Normally, our distributors work on 20 to 30 days of inventory at their warehouses. But when the prices are falling, they go into destocking mode and they work on 15-20 days inventory. So they destock, right? When they destock, we have to offer some discounts to our distributors. That's why our EBITDA per ton declined. Not because there were inventory write-downs on our books.
Okay. Got it. So, as we believe that the destocking will for the continuing quarter three. So how the discount movement do you see for the quarter three?
So obviously, see, I mean, Q3, we don't expect steel prices to fall 15,000 rupees per ton as they did in Q2, or 10,000 rupees per ton as they did in Q2. Okay. So there should be marginal drop, and obviously we will lift the discounting which we have been given. So it should boost our margins in Q3 and Q4.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Akshay from Canara Robeco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. So just if I understood it correctly, so you are guiding for Q3 to be around 70,000-75,000 tons from Raipur, and Q4 you are talking about 1 lakh tons. So that amounts to say 1 to 1.75 lakh tons. And then FY24 you are talking about 6 to 7 lakh tons from Raipur, and then FY25 you are talking about 1 million ton, and in FY26 1.5 million ton. So then how does the math work? Like, how do we achieve 4 million ton in FY25? Like, is there some mistake in my numbers, or how is it? Or maybe if you can reiterate your guidance, like what is the volume expectations over the next 2-3 years, and what part of it will come from Raipur, and what is the EBITDA per ton expectation from your side? So if you can clarify this, that would be helpful. Thank you.
If you see the Q2 numbers, we done the volume from APL without Raipur, 5,85,000 tons. If you multiply 5.85 into, is close to 24 lakh ton.
Okay.
And with the support of demand and some bottlenecking, we are also ठीक कर रहे हैं. So this capacity go to 2.8-2.9 million ton.
Sanjay ji, हमने 2 लाख टीजर टन तो किया ही था सितंबर मंथ में.
कोई बात नहीं, उसके बाद भी 2.8 के आसपास APL पहुंच जाएगा बॉस. And 1 million ton लगभग हमारा रायपुर पहुंच जाएगा. This is close to 3.8 or 3.7, 3.6, you can say any number. And one plant Dubai, उससे पहले हमारा आ जाएगा. और एक कलकत्ता हमारा plant उससे पहले आ जाएगा. So this both together plant, we have no worry to take the volume to 4 million ton.
Okay, so you mean that on the existing plant, you are doing some debottlenecking exercise, so which will increase the capacity from 2.8?
It's 2-3 lakh tons, not more.
Okay. Understood, sir. And your, sir, EBITDA per ton guidance, like in 23, 24, 25, what are the expectations?
Boss, I always say that I'm going to ask you, so my target is always high. I'm seeing at least minimum 5,000 rupees ton EBITDA for APL.
Okay.
7 to 8,000 rupees ton EBITDA for ABPL. And what type of capacity we are putting in Dubai, and there is bigger size demand is very good in Dubai, or recently we are sending the material from India and selling there. If we see the current scenario, so my EBITDA is more than 10,000 rupees ton in Dubai. Calcutta, again, there is a commodity, close to 5,000 rupees ton EBITDA. So all put together, I'm very sure this 6,000 rupees per ton EBITDA, I can take to 2025.
Okay, sir. So this was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pallav Agrawal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I just had a clarification on a minority interest. So I understand that the merger has happened, but I don't see any dilution in the share capital. So could we just clarify, you know, what will be the dilution and when that will come in?
Today, we have allotted the share to the new shareholders of the Apollo Trico. So in the next quarter, impact will be come.
And could you just quantify, Deepakji, kitna hoga, what is the percentage of dilution?
10% dilution over.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rahul Agrawal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Sanjay ji, one question on the Delhi pollution. You know, last time I think we had some issue with material dispatches. This time around, how is that behaving? Is there any government regulation again. Could we see some negative surprises here in third quarter?
In I can't understand, Rahul, kya puchna cha rahe ho?
Sanjay ji, Delhi mein pollution ki wajah se the transport of material had some issues for APL, you know, in history. I was asking, is that very serious even this time around?
Slightly, for transportation is not a problem, but slightly in the north region in the NCR demand is sluggish because all the customer activities on hold. So there is slightly 20-25% demand is low in the, you can say, in the NCR system. For the whole system, this is very negligible for us.
Okay. So, you know, whatever number we are talking about, that is adjusted for, you know, this thing, right? We should not see any negative surprise in dispatch.
No. For the volume, I have no surprise. But for the margins, we are struggling and we want to fulfill our target.
Got it, sir. And one clarification, on the receivable thing, you explained some 250 crore shift because of some trade channel finance. I couldn't really understand.
No. The correct answer is not shifted. Almost debtor of 200 crores. Our banks are not giving them channel financing or other facilities. So this the finance company is giving the facilities of almost close to 200 crore or crore rupees. I'm not the exact number. So they are now taking the facility from SG FinServ.
So Rahul, it's like that the team of SG FinServ is going and meeting the steel traders in the market, including distributors who may be doing work of Apollo or not, right? And if they find they're offering good, they're going for it. And in that situation, some of the receivables from Apollo got funded from SG FinServ.
Got it. This should also help increase volumes, isn't it? Because some business which you would have lost because of, you know, low credit, that should come back.
Sure. There is no doubt. This clear impact in the month of September. Month of September, we have done our highest volume, ever highest volume, 230,000 tons. Precisely 38,000 tons we have done in the month of September.
Got it, sir. And this SG FinServ supply chain finance is completely non-recourse to APL, is it?
Yeah, without any recourse. This is totally different body. They work differently. They evaluate all the customers and then they give the finance.
So just to put on record, there is no guarantee from APL Apollo. There is no recourse. There is no risk on APL Apollo. SG FinServ is a totally separate entity being owned separately, managed separately, with zero default risk to APL Apollo.
Got it. Thank you for clarification. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Rahul Jain from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, Rahul here. Just want to check, sir, we are growing our volumes like 25% CAGR you mentioned. But steel market definitely is, you know, people are looking at 2% kind of, you know, volume growth over the long term. So where do you think you're getting this extra market share from? And what are your thoughts on, you know, doing any kind of inorganic, because we've not really looked at that side. So can you just clarify on these two things?
So Rahul, coming to the second part of the question first, on inorganic acquisition or opportunity, the market has been under stress for the last 2-3 years. There have been a lot of mills who have shut down and there are a lot of deals which come on the table. So we keep on evaluating, but nothing material today which we can talk about. And first part of the question was about how do we improve the market share, right? That was the question?
Yeah, exactly, because our growth rates are really, you know, outstanding in terms of how the market is growing. And my only concern from that point is that does it also lead to a challenge in terms of keeping your margins where they are? Because if you're offering such higher quantity, you know, obviously basic math says that you will have to make your product a lot more attractive, right? So that is, I just want to bridge these two things.
So see, for market share, which reflects 55% for us, okay, you need to break our portfolio into three segments. One is commoditized, second is value-added, third is super value-added. Okay, in super value-added, which are like complete innovative products where APL has the lead for next 4-5 years, because no other competitor is in the competition, right, there we have 100% market share because we innovated the product, we launched the product, and we control 100% of the market. Right, so that portfolio says today 20% or 25%. Then comes the value-added products where APL Apollo innovated 3-5 years ago, and then we created the market, we enjoyed the market share, but then the competitors came into picture and they also came into the competition. Right, so that portfolio will be say 40% today. Okay, where margin will be slightly lower than super value-added. The market share will be say 60-70% for those products. Then the third category, which is commoditized, which today is like 35-40% of the portfolio, here the market share will be 10-20% only. Okay, because we started mass manufacturing of square rectangular tubes like 15 years ago, right? And then the competitors came in, they also switched from round circular tubes to square rectangular tubes. And now that segment is commoditized, right? So there our market share is 10-20%. So how we will achieve 30% volume CAGR and still improve the EBITDA spreads by growing our portfolio in the super value-added segment, right, and value-added segment.
Mm-hmm. So basically, from a new product which you're developing, so you're very positive on the kind of trajectory and the customer acceptance, and you know you will be able to get the margin which will keep it wherever, you know, higher from today's levels.
That's how we have grown in last 10 years, right? It's not just next 3 year story. I mean, look at our 10 year story. That's how we have grown.
Right.
Our spreads are highest in the sector because of the value addition and super value addition and innovation.
Right. No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just in terms of the EBITDA pattern, if you see on a sequential basis, I think one of the major drop has come in about the general structures. So is the discounting more into that particular commodity product, or how should one read it? Because there you have done almost something like 1400 rupees of EBITDA per ton. So is that section which was more impacted by the destocking element?
Yeah, because that is also the most competitive product, Abhishek, right? Where I just said that our market share is 10-20%. So there we have to go most aggressive. And that's where we offer extra sweeteners to our distributors.
Okay. And how is the differential with scrap today in terms of, because that is very important in determining the margins in this section. So how should one look at the difference with the scrap today?
So it is back to the long-term average, historic long-term average, which is like 5-7 rupees per kilo. That's where we are today.
Okay. And just one last question in terms of the, if I look at the volumes in the rust-proof structures, that volume, you know, seems to have seen a major decline of almost about 13% on a YY basis. Sequentially also it is down. So is it a conscious decision as a strategy, or how should one look at it? Just your thoughts.
So Abhishek, this is another point which you highlighted, Beam is highlighting, that this rust-proof structure is our value-added product, and the sales were weak in Q2 of FY23. Because of floods and late monsoon in southern coastal markets, which is the main market for this product. Okay, so there is nothing conscious decision like that. As the markets have opened up after the monsoon and flood, etc.,
you will see the uptake in volume in Q3 and Q4.
Okay. So in terms of the general structure, which has increased to almost something like 46% of total volumes in 2Q, and
yeah,
which you know in certain quarters goes down to as low as 33-35, what should this number be post Raipur comes in? How should one look at this number?
Eventually, like on 4.3 million ton capacity, this number should be less than 25% on consistent basis.
Okay, got that. Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity and wish you all the best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand it over to the management for closing comments.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Motilal team, for hosting us for our quarterly call. See you next time. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.